We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stand by, everybody.
John Freaky and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And this ball is driven deep toward left center field. Gordon will turn. That ball is gone. It's another extra base hit for Francisco Cervelli. Eight of his nine hits for Atlanta have gone for extra bases. That's his second Braves homer. And it's 6-2 now.
A little too late, not enough for the Atlanta Braves last night if you're keeping score at home. Not that it matters because they've locked down their position, obviously, but they lose again on the road to the Kansas City Royals despite Francisco Cervelli hitting that home run. Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. Welcome to the morning show on a Wednesday. Hugh Douglas, what is up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's having a wonderful hump day. I know it probably sounds kind of crazy because your day probably hasn't even started yet. It's just getting started. But I hope you have a wonderful hump day.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day, as always, on every Wednesday, especially during the football season, when Dan Quinn will join us live in about an hour. We'll talk with the Falcons head coach about all the things that are going on surrounding this team ahead of Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. But right now, Braves kind of front and center here, and some news that happened last night, and I don't know why they can't, Hugh, I don't know why they can't beat the Kansas City Royals to save their life. That's just one of those weird things. Again, I'm not going to make any big a deal of it because, it, you know, in the long run, it doesn't matter whether they beat the Royals or not. But there was some news about from that game. Let's start with Julio Teheran getting hammered last night, giving up six runs and six hits and two and a third innings.
Did not do himself any favors as far as the postseason is concerned. That's a fact. Did not do himself any favors as far as that goes.
No, and, you know, forget about not making the rotation. And I know some fans have said Julio ought to be in the rotation. This leaves you a little bit of pause as to whether or not he's even going to make the roster.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. Brian Snicker is a great manager, I think. I think that a lot of people respect him, and, you know, he even said as much. He treats these guys like they're his kids. With all of that being said, I think that Julio Teheran is on this roster. Now, who are you leaving off? I think that's the bigger question, if you are going to do that. I mean, it's so, like, just going through this roster and looking at some of these potential pitchers in the relief spot and looking at some of the, you know, position moves that you're probably going to have to make. Right now, I would say he would be on it, but when it really starts getting down to cutting the roster and trying to figure out who it is, it might be kind of tough for him to be on it. But I'm going to say right now that, yeah, he's going to be on it because he's on the roster last year.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting, all these decisions that they have to make. And some of the decisions about the roster are going to be predicated, of course, about, you know, health and injuries and whatnot. Let's just give you a couple of updates. Ender Inciarte is with the club right now. He was in Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City last night, and he was running. And here they said that Ender was running free of pain, and they're going to run him again today. But they may not take Ender to New York for the final series of the season. The reports that I saw said that, you know, they're trying to decide whether Ender's going to go with the team to play the Mets, or will they send him down to their facility down in Florida so he can start to put in three or four games, five games before rejoining the team. But it looks like at the moment that Ender Inciarte will be available to be on the team in the postseason. So that's good news number one. Team's a little banged up. Freddie Freeman didn't make the trip because of the elbow issue. And last night, Ronald Acuna took himself out of the game after the first inning because of tightness in his hip.
Yeah, they're talking about a little bit of hip tightness in his left hip and when he was pursuing a fly ball during the second inning. So, hopefully that's going to be something that's not going to keep him out for an extended period of time. Don't know the extent of that. Still waiting to see what's going to happen. But if you know, hopefully it's not nothing big. Just give him a couple days rest, and hopefully he'll be ready to go.
Some of the headlines this morning on this Wednesday. Again, head coach Quinn joins us live at 7 o'clock, and we'll get into all of the issues of the Atlanta Falcons. This is going to be another interesting game coming up against Tennessee, almost another, like it felt against Philadelphia, almost another kind of early season must win. In baseball last night, the Washington Nationals are in. They sweep the Philadelphia Phillies in a doubleheader yesterday. The Nationals clinch a wild card spot. They eliminate the Philadelphia Phillies from the postseason. How about that turn of events, Hugh? Washington, after 50 games, was 19-31. That's one thing. They go from 19-31 to making the playoffs. And the second part of that is they sweep the Phillies. Bryce Harper, $330 million worth of Bryce Harper, and he didn't make it against his old club.
Poetic justice. That's what that is, and I know that's not lost on him. You know, no matter what you say, you know, going back to Washington, being, like, fighting for your playoff lives and to have it in like that. You know, you were in one dugout last year, and then now you're in another one. And with all the stuff that's been said about you when you were in Washington about being like a cancer in the locker room and all this other stuff, that has to sting a little bit. Mm-hmm. That has to sting for Bryce Harper a little bit, knowing that since he's left, the year after he left, the year right after he left, that the team he used to play for, the team that wanted him to stay, makes it to the postseason.
Yeah, so Washington's in. Now, who the Nats going to play? It looks like they're going to play the Brewers. All right, let's just kind of get the picture here. We got the Brewers, and the only thing really to settle is who's going to win the NL Central and who's going to be the other wild card team. It certainly looks like it's the Cardinals to take, because tonight the Cardinals could clinch at least a tie for the division title. The Cardinals played a 19-inning game last night against Arizona. 19. That game went like something on the order of like nearly 6 hours to play baseball.
That's basically a doubleheader, like back-to-back for real back-to-back. Like for real back-to-back.
You know, I mean, you wear out your staff, you wear out your team. So, again, if it ended today, it would be the Cardinals and Braves, and then the wild card game would be between the Nats and the Brewers. Who is home field? We have no idea. It's a neck and neck. And that winner would face the Dodgers. That is like at 99.9% probability that will happen. The only big upset here would be the Cardinals totally melt down and the Brewers somehow catch them and win the NL Central, which doesn't look likely. As for the Braves, the bigger news came out after the game last night when Brian Snicker, Hugh, said that Mike Soroka has been bumped from his start tonight. They are moving Soroka from his start tonight to the start on Sunday, and here is what Brian Snicker had to say about that.
You know what? We decided late this afternoon we're going to push him to Sunday.
Okay.
You know, just to give him a little blow here, and you know, it's been a long year, and it's not going to hurt him to have a few days off. We'll start him Sunday, and then see where it goes from there.
All right, but
we'll start Tomlin tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not the story. I mean, the story isn't giving him a couple of days rest and starting him on Sunday. That's only that's not the headline. The headline is when you do this, you can't start him in game one or two of the playoffs. This means that Mike Soroka will not start games one or two, that he's being bumped to game three.
So basically, that's why they're giving him the rest so he could be ready for later on. So it's so basically, right now, it's between Keuchel and who'd you say at this point? It's between Keuchel and
Foldynewicz.
Yeah, I could go with that. I think they'll give Folty the second start. If they're doing that, Folty definitely gets the second start. I think Keuchel goes first.
Now they could. All right. Now, so we always say, you know, they could start Soroka in game two, but you know, and that would be on regular rest, but. You know, the thing is that, you know, and if he only pitches a couple of three innings on Sunday, maybe that's the case. But, boy, it certainly looks like the plan is to now push. And, again, we won't know until they make their – anything is possible at this point, okay? I mean, Brian Snicker could come out and say, look, we just pushed him. We wanted to give him a couple of days rest. We pitched him three innings in New York. He's still going to start game two. That's possible. But it just makes it look like there's a – well, it's also now possible that Mike Soroka does start game three. So – they're, you know, kind of maneuvering the lineup a little bit, maneuvering the rotation a little bit. It's kind of interesting to note that they're kind of jostling here in terms of how they're going to handle this against the Cardinals. Because and the argument, Hugh, in favor of having Mike Soroka pitch game three is that he has been the best, hands down, the best starting pitcher in all of baseball on the road this season. Not close. He's been the best starting pitcher in all of baseball on the road. Well, you want to take advantage of
that. Yeah, you're talking about, 13 winnings. 13 wins, 4 losses, 2.60 ERA. Yeah, I'd take him all day in that position.
Yeah, so we'll see what this all kind of means tonight. So Josh Tomlin will start against the team that the Braves cannot beat, the Kansas City Royals. They can't beat these guys. It's just one of those weird things. They can't beat them. And so they'll play them again tonight. And again, we'll see what kind of a lineup happens for the Braves this evening with, I imagine, no Ronald Acuna. Does that, I think, 40-40 out the window then, Hugh, if he can't go
tonight?
They
say he's day-to-day. Yeah. I was just reading the story. I was trying to read up on the story, and Brian Snicker said, we're just going to treat him. We're going to treat him day-to-day. He's not ruled out for the lineup tonight. He's definitely not ruled out for tonight. But I'm going to say that if he wakes up this morning and he's a little tight, he's probably not going to play.
That
would be a big fat no.
Yeah, we'll see what the Braves have in store. And, of course, Atlanta United tonight against New York City Football Club in that big showdown that a lot of Five Stripes fans have been looking forward to tonight. Our coverage begins at 6:30 on the pregame show. The kick is at 7 tonight. Now, the biggest question is about Joseph Martinez and does he have any availability to the team tonight? You know, we don't know. We don't think so. And how Frank DeBoer, again, we're just speculating here. Understand one thing about why we – Major League Soccer is not like, I explained this to somebody else yesterday, to my daughter, who was saying, why can't we know? Major League Soccer is not like the NFL, Hugh. It is vague on injuries. So we don't know the
severity.
Everybody's
vague on injuries now. You're talking about hockey? Hockey's right. Pretty vague. The NFL is starting to move towards a little bit of vagueness in the injury report, but they can't really do that because of their relationship with Vegas now or the betting line. So they can't be that vague, but they're trying to move towards that way, especially at the end of games. Because if you notice, John, like a lot of times during the course of the games, you used to almost immediately know when guys were hurt. They take the time now. They take their time a little bit now before they tell you when somebody's hurt.
Yeah, plus a little bit of gamesmanship doesn't hurt, right? I mean, if Joseph can actually go tonight to let everybody think that maybe he's not going to be in the lineup or maybe he's a late game sub or maybe he's hurt worse than we think and he can't play till the start of the playoffs. Again, we can't know the severity of what Joseph is going through at the moment, so... And Atlanta United is not going to tell us either, okay? They're just not, obviously. And so we can't – I'd love to be able to sit here and tell you, hey, listen, this is what we do. Hey, I have sources inside. They are not going to tell you. They wouldn't tell – I'm not sure they tell the team. I'm not sure if you ask, you know, like, Darlington Nagby, what's just – Darlington go, I don't know. They won't tell me, you know, so forget about telling us.
No, he probably does know. They just don't care to share. I would think that they probably know. I mean, that's your teammate. So you kind of, you know, and you're concerned about the teammates, you know. But you also know that there's an unwritten rule that you don't tell anybody. You know, that's something that you learn from day one, from being in the locker room, that you don't tell what's going on with your teammate.
Dan Quinn, live at 7 o'clock this morning with the Falcons head coach. In about 47 minutes from now, we'll talk to him about all these major storylines with the Atlanta Falcons. Well, every day we do something called the Morning Menu. Abe, the producer, comes in with 3 questions that we don't know what they are, and then he asks you on social media. That's all ahead with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and 92onthegame.com after a CBS Sports Minute.
What's happening in Atlanta?
Check it out.
It's Mike Bell from Dukes and Bell, and thanks for listening to us every weekday from 2 to 7 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Heads up. There's a 3-course meal headed your way. This is the Morning Menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Morning Menu, where Abe, the producer, gives us 3 topics, and we have to. the one thing about the Morning Menu that's kind of interesting is that Abe will throw something, Hugh, at us that's so out of left field that it leaves me going,
No, he throws something at you, John. Freaking, don't put me in that category because you're the one that has
it. It's not always true. Sometimes I set one of y'all up for an answer just so I can.
I answer all questions.
Just so I can obliterate you
fail.
On the back end.
I answer all questions without fail.
You going on record without fail?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. We're going to find out right in this
no
first question.
There's no right or wrong answers. It's just my answers.
Sometimes there's wrong answers. okay, question number 1 here at the Morning Menu, your appetizer round. With Joseph Martinez likely out tonight at NYCFC, would you be happy with a draw?
Yeah. Are they in the playoffs?
Who?
NYC,
yes.
No. Are we in the playoffs?
We are. Yes. Not only are we in the playoffs, we have locked up the 3rd seed. We
okay.
can do no worse than the 3 seed.
I don't care. I'm in the playoffs. I'm in the dance. I'll take a tie all day.
I'm not going to be happy with the tie. Here's why. Because if we've already locked up the number 3 seed, then we need to have a try. And the other way we're going to get to the number 1 seed is to win out. So
I agree with John here on this one, Hugh. I am more interested in going all out in an attempt to get the one seed
right.
than I'm worried about possibly securing the two seed. So for me, a loss here really doesn't kill you because the worst case scenario is you fall to the three seed. You're still going to get a home playoff game, and you travel to face the two seed in the next round. But for me, I'm with you on this one, John. I think the possibility of grabbing that one seed. Now, if you get a win tonight, you have I wouldn't say it's a great shot, but you are certainly open the door for winning the one seed. A draw, I think, closes that out. But if you win tonight, you got a shot. Yeah, so that's where I would go. I would go all out.
One of these things where, yeah, when you say go all out, if you lose 7-2, who cares? Kind of thing. I mean, because, you know, I mean, not that that would happen.
7-2 is a bit much. I don't want to watch that.
That's a beatdown right
there. But the point is, if you do get countered or whatever, and you go down 2-0, 3-0, I'm okay with it. I'm not going to be upset with a loss or whatnot.
See, now you bringing in different. You bringing in a whole bunch of different stuff than what we talked about. We're talking about a draw or a win. I'm cool with draw. Now you're talking about the style of play and all this other stuff.
Well, I think the idea is by going for the win, you're probably throwing a draw out the window. I think you can play tonight two ways. You could play the way teams play us normally.
Mm-hmm.
Bunker mentality.
Shameless plug.
Bunky fans. 10 men and happy birthday to Andrew Bunker
yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
yesterday. We missed it yesterday.
We didn't all miss it. Some of us gave him
forget
a birthday.
Forget you, Abe. I forgot.
But you can play 10 men behind the ball, but that's really not our formula. That's not how we've played the entire season.
Okay.
Why do it now? At the risk of losing the game, I would rather go for the
win. In my defense, when you said what you said, you play for the draw or – Are you looking for the draw to win? You put in all this different strategy.
I wrote it out specifically. I worded
see, that's what it is. You were playing.
You told me you had the right answer.
I said I have my answer. I didn't say that. Okay, you got me. But I'm always playing for the win. Always playing for the win. Don't get that twisted. It's always playing for the win.
I think there are
but
situations.
But I'm okay with the draw.
There are situations where playing for a draw would benefit you more than the risk of losing the game. I don't think tonight is one of those games. Okay. So. For me, I want to see United go all out, and I think they will.
I don't think. Let me clean this up. I don't think that they're going to go out and say, "Okay, you know what? Since Joseph's not out here, we're not going to play hard." I don't think that's the
case.
But
again, I guess the other part of this, Hugh, was the question wasn't about what they do; it's about how I feel after tonight. A draw for me does almost nothing emotionally. I'm not going to be excited that we went to New York. Face a really tough team
so you ain't gonna
and
send
played
no angry
them
text.
Even.
I ain't going to get no angry text from you tonight talking about that, and third.
By the way, the other side of that is that New York City may play for a draw.
They absolutely might. It benefits them at this point to draw. So we'll see. Okay, on to question number two here on the morning menu, your main course. Which currently undefeated NFL team is going to be the last one standing?
But they're like 8 or 9, right?
I'm going to read them out. I got it written down for you here.
Ain't Minnesota one of them?
No.
Detroit's one of them.
Detroit is one of them. Let me read them out. I don't know as you go through the divisions here. The Bills and the Patriots.
Kansas City.
The Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Packers, Lions, Rams, and your San Francisco 49ers.
And why are they my San Francisco 49ers?
One more time. That's the Bills, Patriots, Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers, Lions, Rams, 49ers. Who's the last undefeated
team? Who plays Miami this week? I don't know.
You know what? I just saw that. I just saw that, too. Because I picked up – who defense did I just pick up? And I think that they play Miami this week.
Chargers. That's
why, the Colts. Was it the Colts defense?
You did pick up the Colts defense, but I don't remember who they're playing.
I think they're
playing the Raiders. No, they're playing the Raiders.
They're playing another
team. Answer the question here.
This is like a knockout pool.
Bills, Patriots, Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers, Lions, Rams, Niners.
I already know who I'm picking. As much as it pains me, this is the first – thing that popped in my head when
say
I thought
it on
about
three.
It.
1, 2, 3.
Dallas
Chiefs.
Cowboys.
What are you doing? Cowboys. How dare you, sir?
Right, no, I'm saying I think it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. I really do.
Right, now, they are traveling to New Orleans this week.
And didn't
Sunday
they beat them at home
night
in New Orleans last
football.
Year? Didn't they
Sunday
beat the brakes off
football.
In them in their spot the last time?
I have no idea.
And they run the ball. I'm telling you, man, they run the ball well. I think they're going to get them.
Yeah, so they're traveling to the Saints. who do the Chiefs? I'm just trying to look. I look real quickly here in the standings to see who they play coming up here, because I think that may, you ask a question, but the answer really lies in, you know, who are you playing next?
The Chiefs have, well, look.
Yeah, I see the Chiefs have a fairly easy schedule.
Bills and Patriots play each other this week. Okay. Someone's getting knocked off. Let me go ahead and say it.
The Bills. Come on now.
And the Chiefs and Lions play each other.
The Chiefs and Lions play each other.
In Detroit.
And that's in Detroit. It's a dangerous game.
Man,
I want to say the Packers are playing someone. Are they? They play the Bears or something? They play Thursday Night Football. They're playing the Eagles.
Yeah, that's right.
They're playing the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
Green Bay, yes.
So you know, Thursday Night Football is always wonky. So you never know.
Wonky Thursday Night.
You have said that you think the Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going
to
be right.
Look, there's no one in there. No offense to your Eagles here, but there's no one in their division that should be beating them. If they get past the Saints.
You know what? They look, I'm not going to lie.
They get past the Saints Sunday night, they could go on a real run.
Well,
Patriots lose a game.
Yeah, the Patriots, though, if they beat the Bills, they play the Redskins, the Giants, the Jets, the Browns are struggling. I mean,
where's
not
that Browns game?
In New England. Okay. I mean, so they really.
That would have been the one, by the way. That would have been the one for the Patriots.
That they lost?
If that game's in Cleveland, I could have seen that.
No.
And then they play at
Cleveland
the Ravens.
Will be like 2-5 by then and then somehow win that game.
They play at the Ravens on the 3rd of November, so maybe that's
unrelated, by the way. The Browns are going to fall to 1-3 this week.
As much as it pains me, I'll go with the New England Patriots.
I'm still going to go Chiefs because I just think they play too high end. I don't know if they can keep it up. The Patriots, they have let down games here and there. They always lose games.
I hope they start losing.
They're like the Georgia of the NFL, except they win titles.
Yeah.
Oh, is that too soon?
Yeah, probably so.
All right. Okay, final question here, and I want you to be specific on
this. Since you're writing out specific questions.
Be specific.
Specific.
What is your favorite soft drink?
I would probably say my go-to, Mountain Dew. Because when I'm traveling.
None of the other flavors, just regular Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Dew Dog.
Okay.
I'm probably the only African-American male that drinks Mountain Dew.
I can go through, I can pour through a 12-pack of Mountain Dew in about.
Like, what Mountain Dew? Why are you drinking Mountain Dew?
I can pour through a 12-pack of Mountain Dew in about the first half. Yeah. Just, I mean, I can tank those things.
Does Gatorade count?
You know, I thought about making drinks, but non-alcoholic.
It's like when I go to the racetrack, I get
I just didn't want to put that on Twitter and on all these questions will be up there on 99.
So
I didn't want to put
drink.
It up there and just have like 1,000 people write water.
Here's the thing. I don't drink a whole lot of soda, but when I do drink soda, I drink Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought you were going to go Diet Coke for whatever reason.
I don't know why.
I'm also going to go Dr. Pepper, but a flavored Dr. Pepper. The cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper is delicious.
Okay. I don't think I've ever tried any of the flavored ones.
You should try the cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. No. Because I want Dr. Pepper to taste like Dr. Pepper.
In a semi-related story here before I head back out. Mr. Pibbs, right? You know Mr. Pibbs?
Fake Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Do you know what the actual listed flavor of Mr. Pibb is on the can?
No.
It's a little bit of trivia. Somehow I actually was looking at a can a couple years ago and noticed this for the first time. It's listed, written out on the can.
Plums.
As spicy cherry.
Spicy cherry. Okay.
A little bit of trivia for you, just so you know.
Spicy cherry. So where do they grow spicy cherries? Exactly.
That's one of those I could have had the wrong answer, and that's why I abstained.
Spicy cherry.
All right, so those are the morning menu questions. You can answer them. He's going to put them up on our Twitter at 929TheGame. And every day we put them up. We love having you guys answer. You guys and gals answer the morning menu questions because we get some very creative answers at that. Hey, we have, if the morning menu isn't your thing, maybe picking pro football games for $1,000 every week is. Our pro football pick'em is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's up at our website at 929TheGame.com at our contest page. And it's entirely free for you to go in, and every week if you go in and fill out your sign up and then fill out it free and fill out your picks for the week, and it's just heads up picks for the week, no point spreads. If you pick your games right, the winner gets $1,000 every week, and the one who wins the season gets $5,000 and a trip for two to Miami for the air quotes big game. Okay, that's at 929thegame.com under the contest page for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Pick'em Contest. When we get back in a moment, high school football and a coach named Rodney Cofield is going to join us from Frederick Douglass High, and we're going to talk to him about what the Falcons are doing in the community for high school football. It's kind of a neat story. We'll do that next on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and 92 on the Game.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go. Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the Radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Wednesday. The Atlanta Falcons, you and I went to a meeting before the season began over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and the Falcons at that time told all of us at the station that they were making a
strong push in the community.
Right, a renewed effort, a strong push in the community, correct. And as part of that, they're doing something, the Falcons are doing something called the Falcons Friday High School Game of the Week. And this week, that game is Frederick Douglass and Therrell, and it's going to be live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we're joined this morning by Douglass High School's head football coach, Rodney Colefield, who joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Coach!
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, Coach. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. No complaints. I'm great.
So how does it feel to be selected for the Falcons Friday High School Head Game of the Week?
Oh, man, it's great. Enthusiasm from the community, the school, the kids all fired up, looking forward, you know, to some representatives coming out from the Atlanta Falcons. Hey, it's a big thing. You know, make practice go a little bit easier this week.
Coach, the Falcons, they want to bring a game day atmosphere to the game between the Panthers and Astros. And tell me a little bit about some of the things that they've been, maybe working with you on.
Hey, the Falcons reach out. They send alumni out to speak with the kids, you know, talk about character building, making good decisions, making choices. They're providing a pregame meal, you know, actually tomorrow, you know, before the game on Friday. They've been, hanging out with the team, taking pictures, just talking to the kids. You know, it's been an enjoyable event for us.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Rodney Colefield, Frederick Douglass High School football coach. Coach, what does it mean to the kids to have the Falcons come out and do some of the things that they're doing for them and interact with them?
Oh, excitement. Excitement. The kids, we're black and gold. Can we wear red to represent the Falcons? No, we're going to keep our black and gold, though. You know what I'm saying? No, but they're excited. They're excited. Like I said, it makes practice much, much easier this week. Knowing that someone's out there with the representative coming out there to do some footage, actually on tomorrow, you know, for him practice a little bit, hang out with the kids. It's just been great, man. It's a great opportunity for us and a great exposure for the kids.
The Falcons Friday High School Game of the Week will be live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Friday night between Therrell and Frederick Douglass, and that'll be at 7:30 with Sam Crenshaw on the play-by-play and Harper LaBelle. Doing a color for the game. We're joined by Rodney Colefield, head coach at Douglass High. Coach, I want to go over here for just a second because you can speak for all the other coaches in certainly in this region, if not the entire South. As we all know, we've been going through an almost an unprecedented heat wave. How do you handle that as a coach when it comes to practice with your times, your hydration, and making sure your players are safe?
Well, first of all, we try to make sure that the kids are hydrated before they even hit the field. You know, make sure you give them some bottled water, make sure they're drinking water throughout the day. And also, you know, with Georgia High School Association, when it's a certain temperature, you could only put on a certain amount of equipment. You know what I mean? So sometimes you have to go out there with helmets. Sometimes you can go out there with helmets and shoulder pads. It depends on the degree of the temperature. And also, we'll maybe go in the classroom in the first half, hit the gym, hit the weight room, and then hit the practice about 5:30, sometimes 6 o'clock, because it's been real, real hot, and it's very difficult to work in those kind of conditions. So we've been delaying our practice a little bit.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Coach Rodney Colefield from Frederick Douglass High School. Coach, you know I'm a former D lineman, so tell me some of the defensive players that I need to know about from Frederick Douglass High School.
Well, we got a group of kids out there. Isaiah Washington, 57, you know, 4-year starter. He's going to come off that ball. He's going to play a little bit like you used to play. He's going to get up. He's going to get off that ball.
Ooh, you just gave me goosebumps with that, Coach.
Yes, and then you got Carlos Allen, another senior, 3-year starter. Inside, 1-3 technique. You got Montavious Smith, in that 30 front. Those three guys' job is to make sure they call go B gap to A gap and let the steals backers run to the ball. You know how they do it.
Ooh, boy, I just got excited over here.
you know, I just went to your Twitter page and I see your team photo. Coach Cofield, you have some big dudes.
Yeah. You know, we go ahead.
Yeah, and one of them happens to be Hughes number
53. that's Jordan right there. Yeah, big boy. He's a junior. You know, he plays on the offensive side of the ball, plays left guard. You know, he's a skip hop pool and can get upfield to that next level. You know, you put your bottom, let's keep on moving.
Talking with Frederick Douglass High School coach Rodney Cofield. He's coach for the Falcons Friday game of the week on Sports Radio 92 on the game Friday night at 7:30 against Therrell. And, of course, get into the season here and start looking forward to the, you know, playoff push here. And you're now in the thick of the year, and you've kind of started to figure your team out, I would think, a little bit. You've got kind of a line on where this team could go and how you get better. Mm-hmm. How do you see your future going forward? How important is this game Friday?
Well, right now the key thing is with the numbers on the roster, we got to stay healthy. We got to stay healthy, so we got to do a good job minimizing contact during the week and make sure that we stay in top condition. And we got to get a little bit more fundamental on the defensive side of the ball, whereas we got to make sure our alignment and assignment is on point. You know, offense, we're where we need to be. We just got to do continue to you know, keep proving. I think we have 30-some points a game right now. But on the defensive side of the ball is where we got to make sure that we're solid. You know, I believe that we could continue to play good defense. We'll continue to strive and get that first seed. You know, that's the goal, get the first seed in the state playoffs.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. We're talking to Coach Rodney Cofield from Frederick Douglass High School. Now, Coach, we talked about how the kids are all excited about the Falcons being there. What about you? What are you taking from this experience being the Falcons Coach of the Week?
Well, you know, my thing is I'm always excited, almost, you know, enthusiastic, motivated. But the big thing that I'm getting out of it, I look at my kids, you know, and see how excited they are. You know, that's my motivation. You know, like I say, you know, practice. You don't have to say but one time in practice week, let's go. They're gone. They're moving. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be represented. Everybody wants to be a part of the Falcon community outreach this week. You know, so with me, coaches, we all excited because it's making practice just a little bit easier this week.
I could imagine. Everybody doing. You ain't got to yell at nobody this week, huh?
Exactly.
Well, Coach Cofield, enjoy the game on Friday night. We look forward to broadcasting it.
Yes,
best of luck to the season. I know that you're in the top 10 in ranked teams in 2A, and you got big things planned ahead, as you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Thank you much for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank
Have
you.
A great week.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Have a good one now.
You too. Alrighty.
Rodney Cofield, coach at Frederick Douglass High. Again, that game 7:30 Friday night between Therrell and Douglass. And, again, Douglass having a good year, number 7 in the state in 2A.
You know what? That's what I miss about, like, I went to my son's high school games, but just being a part of that hometown, inner city, like, high school atmosphere, I kind of miss that a little bit. Because that's always a fun time, and just to see all the rivalry games and everything that's in the city, I miss that. I really do.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And man, it just amazes me how – I was just looking at that one guy, that 53 that had your number. He said there was left tackle there. You know, guys that play two-way in high school football, right? I mean – you don't get that, you know, beyond high school football. But how big the players are nowadays.
No, what amazes me is, like, the nutrition, the way that they train and everything like that. It's totally different now. But real quick, I want to give a shout-out to my man Barry B. Young. He just tweeted me and told me I am not the only African-American male that drinks Mountain Dew. He does as well. So shout-out to my man Barry B. Thank you. I really thought I was the only one.
A-17s and Atlanta United supporters, you can head over to Brewhouse Cafe, Little Five Points, tonight, 7 o'clock, official watch party for United and NYCFC. Brewhouse Cafe, Atlanta's original soccer bar for more than 20 years, at 7 o'clock tonight. When we get back, Falcons head coach Dan Quinn joins us live with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.